We're getting ready for the national anthem right now, sung by John Stern. See if you can hear in the background. Our own John Sterns, teacher here at Amity High School with the national anthem tonight, does a fantastic job. All right, we are ready to go. The John Sterns went over and talked to the announcers before the referees before the game to talk to them about what their names were so he could introduce them, and they introduced themselves to Mr. Sterns as Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, so at least they know what their weaknesses are. In all seriousness, we've got an excellent matchup coming tonight here, hopefully, between your Amity Warriors and the visiting Coquille Red Devils. This game was originally scheduled for last night, and then due to some weather issues down closer to Coquille, they wanted to move it to today. They felt like that would make the travel a little bit better. So the Warriors being introduced now. And when John is that loud, I have a hard time hearing my own self talk here. And so it's interesting when you can't hear yourself talk, how hard it is to actually talk. And be able to enunciate all your words. So I'll try to do my best here while he's announcing. Shaylin McLean being introduced. Shaylin had an excellent tournament over at Lapine and really is a force to be reckoned with, something the defense has to adjust their game to inside. I know the Warriors are going to be trying to go inside and work the middle. She'll be the biggest girl on the floor tonight, and she just has to play her game and be strong around the basket. Stay out of foul trouble. She got in foul trouble in both games over at Lapine late in the game. One, she was able to finish the first game with four fouls, but the second one she fouled out with about a minute to go. And then I think the other key tonight for the Warriors offensively will be Lillian Dumbler. If Lily can hit the three-pointer from the corner, that just changes the whole flow of the game offensively for the Warriors. All right, we're ready to go. Introductions are done. We're about to get this non-league game number three for the Warriors. Get this underway here. Coquille's got two wins already this year. Also, they defeated Bandon 54-11 and North Bend by a score of 51-33. So they've had a couple of easy wins. Warriors had a couple of tough games and split those over at Lapine. Shaylin going to be jumping against number 23. That's Dayu. And officials are adjusting Shaylin back a little bit. And ball's up in the air. And Shaylin taps that back to Talia. And Talia gets it to Morgan Croxford. And we've got a problem with one of the officials who is clutching his chest. I don't know if he took an elbow, but he's calling an official timeout to come over to the side for a second. I think he took an elbow right to the sternum. And he is having a hard time shaking this off. Hopefully that doesn't influence any of the calls the rest of this game, but he's kind of laughing about it a little bit. But he was, I mean, it took him back there. He blew his whistle, stopped play immediately so he could come to the sideline and try to recover from that. That was I don't know if that was Shaylin or if Shaylin and Abby Dayu were talking down there. They're not. I think it was Shaylin that got him with the elbow after the tap. So it's going to be Warrior basketball now. Here we go. Croxford with the ball. Cross half court. Sets up the offense. Looks to the left and gets it over to Dumbler. Dumbler angle. Three-point line left side. Goes off of Andrade's hands. Stolen there by Coquille. And number 11, Renard, lays it up and in around Croxford, and it's 2-0. A little bit of pressure here. Croxford gets across half court with Edwards dogging her. Croxford sets it up now, looks to the right, gets it to McLean as she pops out by the Warrior head, swings it top of the key to Graham. Now left corner to Croxford. Looks underneath to McLean. Ball loose and stolen out of there by Dayu. Dayu gets it ahead, and it's Renard with the ball. Renard looks inside to Dayu. She traveled. She got away with it. Got the bucket and the foul. She drug that pivot foot, but ends up being Dayu with the basket. She's going to go to the line for one, and that's the first foul. See who they called that on. They called it on Croxford reaching in from the side. So that's good. At least it wasn't on Shaylin. Foul shot long. McLean with the rebound. Gets it to Graham. Graham moves it up the right side of the court. Gets the offense started here. Crosses over. Back to her left. Ball poked away. She gets it back and now gets it to McLean. McLean trying to look inside. It's not there. Now gets it over the right side to Andrade. Andrade dribbles back by the Warrior head. Top of the key. Gets it to Croxford. Croxford backs it out by the center circle. Man-to-man defense here by the Red Devils. Now on the right corner, or the right angle to Andrade. Top of the key. Graham. Graham trying to work off Andrade's screen. Doesn't work. Now she backs it out a little bit. Warriors having a hard time figuring out what to run here against this man-to-man defense. Dumbler with the ball. Gets it right side to Graham in the right corner. Puts up a three. Looks a little short. And the rebound by Dayu. Dayu hands the ball to Edwards. And Edwards pushes it up the floor. We have a blocking foul on Croxford. And that's going to be her second as Darian Wilson, tried to get past Croxford on the right side. And Croxford now with two personal fouls. Not the way that Reds drew this up. And now she's going to come out and have a seat. Williams is going to come in. Maylin Williams, a 5'3 freshman, in for Croxford. Left side, Renard goes in the corner to Wilson. Wilson, pressured there, gets it back to Renard. Out on top to Wilson. Wilson back to Edwards. And Edwards is going to pick up a foul, reach-in foul on Graham. And so it's going to be Coquille ball on the far sideline. Top of the key extended. Inbounded here by Darian Wilson. And she gets it in to Edwards. Edwards working on Graham. Right side to Renard. Renard back to Edwards. Edwards swings it left side to McKenna Wilson. Now back to Renard. And she buries a little angle two there. It's 6-0. Just a step inside the three-point line. Graham trapped, throws it long, picked off by Dayu. Dayu to McKenna Wilson. She sets up the offense, swings it over to Renard. Renard in the corner to Edwards. Edwards back to Renard. Wilson, McKenna Wilson, 17-footer, no good. And Maylin Williams ties it up with Dayu on the inside. Williams giving up a good 4 inches there, was able to get some inside position, though. It's on alternating possession. It's going to be Coquille basketball. Baseline out of bounds, right side of the key, about 2 feet there. Triggered in. Wilson fakes in the corner. Goes back to Edwards. Edwards for three and buries it. No, excuse me, McKenna Wilson for three. And Reg's going to take a timeout. It is 9-0 Coquille. And not only have the Warriors not looked good on the offensive end, they haven't looked good on the defensive end either. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. 9-0 Coquille over the Warriors right now. Warrior Basketball. I've got people kind of sitting around my cords here, which makes me kind of nervous. My wife's trying to help me out. I appreciate that, trying to warn them about bumping cords. Dumbler gets it into Williams. Williams back to Dumbler. Dumbler up the left side to Graham. She gets it across half court on the pressure. Tipped away from behind and stolen by Wilson. That's Darian Wilson with a steal. She brings it back up the floor going the other way. Gets to the foul line and then slows down. Cut off there by Graham. goes to Renard. Renard tries to work on Dumler, kicks it back to Edwards. Edwards to Dayu, back over to Renard. Renard, angle right side, backs it out now to Edwards. Edwards out in the half-court circle now, sets things up again, gets a little screen, goes right side to Renard for three, looks good, is another three-pointer, this one by Renard. And 12-0 now in favor of Coquille. Graham splits the double team, gets across half court, throws it to Andrade, too high and out of bounds. Turnover, Warriors, and Sam Brown into the game for Talia Andrade. Get a little bit more size in there. Brown about a 5'8 junior, or senior? Senior. Take that back. I think Sam's a senior. Get confused sometimes on what year they are. Sam into the game for Talia. Edwards going to pick up a blocking foul on, oh, an offensive foul on Edwards. They're going to call it on Wilson away from the ball. So Darian Wilson picks up her first foul. So Warriors get a little break there, and Dumler's set to trigger it in. 12-0 Coquille right now here midway through the first quarter. Quick pass into Sam Brown. Brown, right side. Graham, 18-footer, looks good. Nope, little back rim there. And McLean chasing after it, can't get to it. Renard comes down with it. Renard, right angle, hits Edwards down the middle of the lane. She misses. Rebound by number 24. That's Darian Wilson with the putback for two, and it's 14-0. Warriors had their chances there on both ends of the floor. Couldn't make anything happen. Dumler throwing it long. She's got Maylin Williams. Williams right to the rim and scores. Nice pass. Lillian Dumler with the assist there, and Maylin Williams gets the first basket of the game for the Warriors with about 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Wilson takes a long two, no good. Ball's going to be out of bounds off of Coquille. I think it went off of Edwards' hands, out of bounds, fighting with Maylin Williams down there for the rebound. 3:34 to go in the first, 14-2 Coquille. They're going to put that full court man pressure back on here. Dumler to trigger it in underneath the Coquille basket, gets it into Maylin Williams. Williams working up the right side, gets trapped, tries to get it back to Dumler, does. Dumler now throws midcourt. That one's going to be an in. We're going to have a reach-in foul. I think it's going to be on Shaylin McLean, I believe, and it's going to be a Coquille basketball. That's McLean's first. That was not a good pass by Dumler to try to get it to center court. That ball traveled too far and too slow, and the defender got there before Shaylin McLean was able to. Coquille basketball. Edwards out top with it now. Looks left side to Renard. Renard, 19 feet from the basket. Dribbles into the middle of the lane. Scoop shot up and under. No good. Off of McLean's hands. She fights for it, and then the ball is out of bounds off of McLean. She checks to make sure that Renard is okay. And she is. Knocked her to the floor there in that hustle for the ball. Triggered in. Knocked out of bounds by Graham. Coquille basketball. Right side of the key baseline. They're going to inbound again. Brown out, Croxford in. Croxford playing with two fouls. Four team fouls on the Warriors, only one on Coquille so far. Number 24 triggers it in to McKenna Wilson, and she gets an easy basket. Nobody's paying attention. We had a clock buzz for no good reason, and that led to everybody being a little confused, and Coquille took advantage of it. Dumler, right side three, way long on that one. McLean battling for it off her hands and out of bounds. We've got a 16-2 game right now with under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. A couple of subs into the game for Coquille. Number 10, Haley Layton, 5'8", sophomore. And number 32, Morgan Baird, a 6-foot freshman, into the game. Edwards with the ball, goes left side to Baird. Baird on the right or left wing, goes to the top of the key and gets it to Williams. Williams working on Graham. High dribble, kept her hand on top of it though, and then gets it back to Edwards. Edwards back to Williams, right, or Wilson, right side. Looks inside to Baird. Baird turns around with the left hand, misses that one. Offensive rebound, and then a foul is going to be on Shayla McLean. That's going to be her second. Weak side rebound by Tara Edwards coming down. Was able to get that, and McLean turned and just bumped into her, knocked her to the floor as Shaylin was trying to pursue a ball that was up, bounced long over her head. Inbounding on the baseline, Wilson tries to get it in, finally does to Dayub, out on top to Edwards. Edwards with the ball, working on Croxford. Warriors in man-to-man. This is the worst start of the three games so far for the Warriors. Of course, playing the best team they played this year. There's a steal by Graham on Edwards. Graham going to take it all the way and up and in. Keely Graham. A little pressure coming from behind on that, and she was able to keep her focus and score. 2:08 to go in the first quarter, 16-4. Croxford working over the top of the screen, and the screen moved, and Dayu picks up the foul. Nice job by Morgan Croxford to work hard defensively there and draw that offensive foul. 2:05 to go in the first. Warriors trying to cut into this 12-point lead. Waiting for a play to be called here, and Graham gets it into Croxford. Croxford jogs it up, crosses over the foul line, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Morgan Croxford with a nice aggressive take for having two fouls. Showed no fear there, getting inside 16-6, Coquiel. Edwards with the ball, top of the key, working off the screen to the right side. Croxford gets around Dayu's screen. Now there's a cross-court pass to Wilson. Wilson looks inside to Dayu at the top of the key, or the foul line. Her pass stolen away by Graham. Graham tries to split the defense and then draws a foul on Dayu. Dayu's going to pick up her second foul in the last 30 seconds here, and she's going to come out of the game. Subbing in for her is Josie Kaufman, a 5'3 junior. Nice job by Keely Graham, get the steal and then be aggressive, splitting the double team that they tried to trap her right away. She's able to get through that and draw the foul. Graham to Croxford, and Croxford will set up the offense. She brings it through the center circle, looks to the right, gets it over to Williams. Williams back to Croxford, out extended top side. Croxford looking inside to McLean, not there. Picks up her dribble, throws left side. That one almost picked off. Graham saves it. Good hustle by Keely there. Keely spins to the middle. Comes out the left side, out to Croxford. Little head fake, goes in with the left hand, up and off the rim. Battling inside, pulled out of there by number 10. That is Layton. Layton gets it to Edwards. Edwards left side, knocked away by Graham and out of bounds. Good job by Keely to anticipate that pass to Darian Wilson. Just couldn't quite haul it in. 1:06 to go in the first. 16-6, Coquiel. Warriors looking better here the last couple of minutes. Out on top is number 20. That's Kaufman. Kaufman to Edwards. Edwards right side. Angle extended. Now on top to Wilson. Wilson swings left side to Baird. Baird looks at a three. The six-foot freshman buries it. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Morgan Baird with a three-pointer, and it's 19-6. I don't think they knew that she had that in her basket. Nice-looking shot from the freshman. Battling inside now with McLean. McLean comes out high post, and we're going to have a jump ball as she gets tied up. Couldn't handle the pass cleanly. It's going to be Warrior basketball with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, 19-6. And number 11 returns. That's Tori Renard, a senior guard, as well as McKenna Wilson. Edwards gets a break, starting point guard, as well as Darian Wilson. And McLean's going to come out here, relieved by Sam Brown. Pass into Graham. Graham with the ball, working the Warrior head on the right side. Now she brings it back towards the top of the key and goes over to Dumler. Dumler in the corner to Williams. Williams fakes the three, goes baseline, bounce pass to Sam. Brown misses. Graham with the rebound. Ball knocked loose and picked up by Wilson. Wilson across half court, top of the key, puts a break sign. Now goes right side to Layton. Layton drives on Williams, puts it up and in. They've got their, Kaufman for Coquiel with the basket. Nice drive there. It's 21-6 at the end of the first quarter. So we'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. Start of the second quarter where the Coquiel Red Devils one of the top teams in the state coming into this game, have a 21-6 lead after one quarter against the Warriors. Layton with the ball, works left side to Kaufman. Kaufman dribbles to the foul line, then finds Baird, and Baird lays it up and in on the right block. Nice job by the freshman, kept that ball high. They've got some talent coming up, not just returning starters, but this Baird girl now has a three as well as a basket at the at the hoop. Brown looks at a corner three, then back out to Croxford at the Warrior head. Warriors going right to left in front of me. I'm behind the scorer's bench, so you know where I'm sitting. Hatch with the ball, gets it left side to Graham. Man-to-man defense for Coquille. Graham penetrates in, goes out to Dumbler. Corner three, a little long. And weak side rebound, Croxford. Brings it back out, right angle to Brown. Brown looks at a two, and she's long on that. And the rebound by Layton. Layton pushes it up across half court and then slows it down. Layton looks left side. McKenna Wilson, nothing there. Now she finds the cutter. The cutter kicks it out to Layton. Layton, corner three, no good. Loose ball pulled in by Dumbler. Dumbler to Graham. Graham gets the offense started here. Over to Croxford on the right angle. Reg calls out wheel. That's what he wants, a little motion offense, but nobody's moving right now. Down in the corner to Brown. Brown looking into Dumbler. Not there. Now we've got some motion. Brown out on top to Hatch. Hatch, top of the key extended. Swings it left side to Croxford. Croxford finds Graham cutting baseline. Graham comes out the left side. She draws the foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice pass by Croxford to Graham, who cut weak side baseline and found an opening there. Couldn't get it up on the right side of the rim. Came out the other side. Drew contact. Missed the shot. She'll get two free throws. Early in the second quarter. 6:33 to go in the second. 23-6, Coquille. Graham with the first one. Eyes it and rattles the rim and drops it in. Nice job. Keeley's got 3 points, and she'll have a chance at another one here. She's leading scorer for the Warriors, but that's not saying much with only 7 points so far. Graham, second one, puts it up, and perfect. Keeley's really turned herself into an outstanding free throw shooter. And I think the next evolution we're going to see in her game is the confidence from that three-point line. She doesn't take it very often, and hasn't been her role. Wasn't as a freshman, as a sophomore, still learning how to step up and be more of an offensive threat. There's a left corner three, no good, by Coquille. Baird with the rebound. She puts it up on Dumbler and scores. And I'll tell you what, the best player on the floor offensively for either team so far has been the freshman, Morgan Baird. She's got 7 points on 3 out of 3 shooting. And is killing us on the boards as well. Croxford goes in deep up with the left hand. No good. Avoids the foul on the over the back after that. And the ball comes out of there to Renard. Renard pushes it the length of the floor. Takes it into Dumbler. No good. Or passes it back out. Excuse me. Layton now working the right angle against Brown and then backs it out. Layton pounding the hardwood with that ball. Looking for something to do. Brown putting good pressure on her. Goes to Baird. 3-point line. Right angle, now back out on top to Wilson. McKenna Wilson with the ball, swings it left side to Renard. Renard looking for a cutter going through this. They run this offense just beautifully. Lots of motion. There's a drive by Layton. Wild shot, though. Not a shot that their coach is going to be happy with. Rebound by Dumbler and gets it to Graham. Graham, left side to Hatch. Hatch down in the left corner, 18 feet for Brown. Brown starts to penetrate through the middle, gets it to Croxford. Croxford pulls up foul line, short. Gets it back, saves it back into Hatch. Hatch can't hang on to it. Ball loose, and Hatch is going to pick up the foul. I don't think Hannah expected that ball to come firing back at her after Croxford was able to save it from going out of bounds and just went off her hands. Robbie Morrison into the game for Dumbler. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. 25-8 right now in favor of Coquille. It was 21-6 after one in favor of the Red Devils. Edwards with the ball now, starting point guard back into the game for the Red Devils. She walks it over half court. Graham on her. Left side to Layton. Layton looks for the cutter as McKenna goes as Edwards goes through. Now Layton on top to number 25. That's Howard in the game. She goes high post to Dayu. Dayu working on Croxford. Back to Layton as she comes around the top of the key. Now she penetrates all the way in and finds an alley. And boy, their motion. They run a little weave at the top of the key, but they're looking to cut hard to the hoop all the time. And that time it was Layton with the basket, her first of the game. Graham spins, gets into the lane. Up and in, Keely Graham with 8 points. 8 of the 12 Warrior points so far. It's a one-girl show for the Warriors. Keely doing it on both ends of the floor for him. Edwards now, Keely picking up some energy. Edwards kicks it left side to Howard. Back to Edwards, Keely on her. Edwards works off a Baird slip screen there and a reach in on Keeley. That was not a good foul. Keeley maybe getting a little tired there, and fundamentally that was just not a good defensive play by her. She reached across the body with a left arm, really had no chance to make a play on the ball. 3:50 to go. Keeley out, Alyssa Plummer in. 3:50 to go in the first half, 27-12, Red Devils. Got Hatch, Plummer, McLean, Croxford, and Morrison on the floor. Free throw no good, and Croxford comes down with it. That was Edwards that missed the free throw. Croxford setting up the offense, fakes the three, swings it left side to Plummer. Plummer looking inside, doesn't make the pass, back to Croxford. They need to go there again. They got McLean inside. Croxford finds her. McLean turns baseline, draws contact, up and in. No call. Should have been an and one there. Nice job by Shea Lynn. Makes it a 13-point lead, 27-14. Warriors not going away yet. Wilson, left side. Now swings it out on top to Renard. Fakes the three, goes past Croxford. Met there by Shea Lynn McLean, and that is a bad call. Shea Lynn was not moving. Renard threw the ball up off the glass, took another step, and ran into McLean afterwards, and they called the blocking foul on McLean. McLean was there and holding her position. That is her third foul, and that was a bad one. And that's going to bring Dummler back in off the bench. McLean finally got something going offensively at the other end. Renard's free throw is good. That's one that if the officials could watch again, they would reverse that one. That was not a good call. Dave Dummler sitting next to me agrees, not a good call. I have to get Dave on the air with me. He's got good comments during the game. Renard hits the second one, and she leads all scorers now with 9 points. Graham with 8 for the Warriors. Croxford out to Dummler for 3. Buries it! Lillian Dummler, top of the key. 3 is good. And that's a good sign for the Warriors to see Lillian knock down a 3. She'd missed her first couple. Wilson, left side, penetrates on Hatch, pulls up, 8-footer, misses, draws a foul. I think this one might be on Morrison. It's either Morrison or Hatch. They were both right there. And Hannah's got to not go for that head fake. This one's going to be on Hatch, her first. Second foul, excuse me, for Hannah Hatch. Hannah went for the head fake and then got herself out of position. And Hannah's a young player, just a sophomore, getting some varsity action this year. And those are little tricks. You're coming out trying to chase your man. She catches the ball, gives you the little head and shoulder ball fake, and you go for it, and you leave a wide open path. Put Darian Wilson on the line to shoot two. She hits the first. And the second one up and perfect. Good-looking free throw shooter there. She's got 4 in the game. 31-17. Coquiel, Plummer with the ball. Gets past Renard, gets it across. Half court, throws it away. Intended for Croxford. Edwards with the steal, and then Croxford steals it back at the other end. Got to look up the floor. He's got Morrison. Morrison lays it up and in. Robbie Morrison running the floor and getting rewarded by Croxford, who had the steal and the look ahead. Great catch and finish by Morrison. Not something that she's asked to do very often. Hatch now on Wilson. Wilson gives it up to Renard. A deep three, 23-footer short, and rebound by Dummler. Comes out of there. She's trapped on the baseline. Couple of dribbles, and then over to Croxford. Croxford. 2:40 to go in the first half. Warriors trying to cut into this, down 12, 31-19. Hatch right side, back out to Croxford at the Warrior head. Warriors moving right to left here in front of the scorers table. Hatch, right angle, down in the corner to Morrison. Morrison looks for the cutter, nothing there. Hatch needs to go through, and she pops back out. Morrison way out on top, ball intercepted by Abby Dayu. And the Warriors were just standing around, no motion that time, and Morrison kind of stuck in the corner. Didn't really have much to do with the ball. Doesn't lead to a fast break, though. Wilson in the lane. Penetrates on Dummler. Probably fouled. No call. Morrison with the rebound. Gets it to Croxford. Croxford ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in with the right hand. A little strong. Plummer battle, and Baird comes out of there with it. Nice try by Hannah Hatch. Good aggressive take there and a great pass from Croxford. 1:50 to go first half. 12-point game. 31-19. Red Devils with the lead on the Warriors. Out on top now, Dayu at the foul line, high post, back out to Edwards, right side to Renard, back to Edwards, swings it left side to Wilson. Wilson for a 22-footer. I think we're going to have 3 in the key. Yep. Baird got caught in there on the rotation, didn't get her feet out of the lane on the weak side, and by the time the ball rotated back around, she'd been standing there. Little mental mistake for the Warriors, but not too bad. Or excuse me, for the Red Devils. Sorry, I was being interrupted there, and lost my focus. So a little mental mistake by Baird, but she's played a fantastic game for the Red Devils. Croxford spinning to the hoop, reverses it up and in. Drew contact, couldn't get the foul call. Somehow got the reverse lay-in in front of the rim to go. That was a 180 by Croxford. Renard pulls up, short two, or a long two, excuse me, misses. Plummer with a rebound. This is a 10-point game. Plummer pushing it up aggressively the right side, draws contact, ball knocked away and stolen. And Dayu comes out of there with a minute six to go. 31-21 Red Devils. Reg telling Alyssa, you got to slow down a little bit. You got to recognize the numbers. That was a one-on-four break there, young lady. That probably won't work very often. There's a cutter. Wilson inside on Dumbler. She's going to draw the foul this time. Dumbler came down with her arms. Got her grandparent sitting over here to the right. And Grandpa was saying, yep, brought the arms down. That's why you got the call. That's going to put, I think it's Wilson. I can't see the number yet. It's going to be Darian Wilson at the line to shoot two. Last time she was there, a couple of good-looking foul shots, confident free throw shooter. First one is up and rims it in. She's got five in the game. Keely Graham back into the game for Hannah Hatch. Hannah giving some better minutes tonight, learning as she goes. Wilson with one more here. Chance to make this a 12-point lead with 53 seconds to go. Shot is up and good. Hit for all four of her foul shots. And Edwards comes back in for Wilson. So the Warriors have Croxford, Dumbler, Graham, Plummer, and Morrison on the floor. Some foul trouble for the Warriors. McLean with three here early. We talked about that being a key, her not getting into foul trouble. Morrison, right side, traveled, shuffled her pivot foot there a little bit on the pump fake. It's going to be Red Devil ball, 45 seconds to go. Edwards dribbles it across half court to set up the offense. Graham on her, picks her up top of the key. Left side to Baird. Baird looks for the cutter. Croxford on her. Croxford's going to draw her third foul. That's going to be McKenna Wilson going to the line to shoot two. That's three on Croxford. Warriors are in the double bonus anyway, so it was going to be two no matter what, but Wilson was trying to get a shot up. McKenna Wilson going to the line with 5 points so far. Good balanced scoring for the Red Devils. She misses the first, and Hannah Hatch back into the game for Croxford. Croxford and McLean, two of the three really key players for the Warriors on the offensive end, or two of the four, I guess, if you include Dumbler in that as a three-point specialist. Second one good for Wilson. She's got six. Dumbler runs the baseline, gets it to Hatch. Hatch, nice pass over to Graham, breaks the press real quick there. Graham pulls up for a long two, air ball. Plummer battling, Morrison battling. Ball out of bounds off of Coquille. Going to be Warrior basketball on the baseline. 25 seconds to go in the first half. 34-21 Coquille. Warriors struggling with fouls tonight. Graham, right corner, looks at the three, buries it. Keely Graham with a three-pointer from the corner. And Keely has 11 in the first half, 11 of the 24 Warrior points. What a great half by the sophomore. Baird, right angle, three-point line. Travels, got away with it. Gets it to Edwards. Edwards now pressured by Graham to Wilson. Wilson, 1 second. Bounce pass, knocked away, and that's the end of the first half. Good way to end the first half with the score 34-24 Coquille. And a little bit of life there by the Warriors as they outscore Coquille by an 18-13 margin in the second quarter and showed some life there from the bench. All right, we're going to have a 10-minute halftime. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with some scoring tallies for you, and I'm hoping that Scott Nelson is going to find me and join me here for a little talk with the boys' head coach. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you. With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance experts says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark at halftime of the girls' game. We've got about 8 minutes left at halftime here. Coquille with a 34-24 lead, and they had a great start to that game and really kind of put the pedal to the metal early on the Warriors. Warriors had to hustle back to get this down to a 10-point game and showed some signs of life. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, but right now I'm joined by Scott Nelson, first-year head coach for the Warriors. And, Scott, nice start over there at Lapine over the weekend.
Yes, it was. The boys played great. Had a good effort by both Lost River and Lapine. Got us warmed up, and we went out there and took care of business. So it was a good first step for us.
I know you've got some guys that you know what you were going to get. You knew what you were getting out of Devin and Dylan. I mean, Dylan's a fantastic passer, a three-point threat. Devin can score from anywhere, and you knew what you're getting, Clint and Derek and others. But anybody over the weekend that showed you a little bit more than what you knew they had?
Well, Kodiak Yeager, he's a kid from St. Mary's that came and joined the Amity crew this year, and he's got a lot of heart and hustle, and he's been a big energizer for us. So it's nice to have him on. He's kind of long and lanky too, so he can get out there and run the court and finish around the rim.
Yeah, another really good athlete on the floor. He looked really good on the top of that 1-3-1.
Yes, that's where we like to put him there. He causes trouble up there, and if he can get a loose ball, there's nobody going to catch him from behind.
This has got to be one of the longest Amity teams ever in terms of just the length you can put on the floor at any given time. I mean, there, you could run five guys out there, 6'2" and above, and still have a couple guards and two forwards and a center on the floor.
And that's kind of one of the kind of core values of our team this year, is to try to get out and run and run in transition and utilize some of that speed and length. And we're taking some baby steps forward with that, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. So
you've got some guys that have not been expected to do a lot offensively in the past, and so that's a new role for them.
It is, and Derek Stearns and Clint Hatch, they've been role players, but we're really going to utilize them in the offense this year with some low pick and rolls and post picks. Part of our motion man offense. They're excited about it. They're getting some good looks.
I'll tell you what I saw over the weekend that I was really impressed with was just the heads up, looking up the floor and finding guys that were open and really initiating that early offense.
Yes.
Even if it didn't lead to a basket right away, it put a lot of pressure on the defense to get back.
It does, and it takes away teams that want to press too, because if you can get the ball out or on a rebound and you're out hitting and running, it takes a lot of just pressure off our point guard, Brandon Wilson. He does a fantastic job for us as well.
And when you force a team to get back quickly, a lot of times they make mistakes in coverage.
Yes.
Who's got whom? They miss them. They miss somebody running the floor. Yeah. They miss somebody on the baseline. And I just like, everybody's got their heads up and they're looking for the open man and not thinking, I got to get my shot.
That's right. And one of the things, kind of the hallmark of this team is they're not selfish at all. They, Devin, you mentioned him. He is a fantastic scorer, but he's just as happy to dish to an open kid as taking the ball to the well. So
what do we expect tonight? I know you don't know a lot about Coquille, but any impressions, any things that you know you're going to have to deal with tonight?
We're going to have to play defense and rebound. They got some good-sized kids from top to bottom, it looks like. I watched a little bit of film on them from last year. They were a tough team last year. They made it to the first round of the state playoffs and got beat by the eventual champions by, I think, a bucket or two is all. At St. Mary's, so they're tough, and they're bringing back a lot of kids that with experience, so we're going to have to get bodies on them and rebound and run.
It looks like they've got a few defensive ends.
Yes,
what it looks
they're
like.
Big. Yeah,
it's
I was
pretty
watching
solid.
Them warming up over there. So it's going to be a great game. We have to control the tempo, which is going to be at pace, and hopefully over four quarters we can wear them down a little bit. But it's going to be a challenge for both Clint and Derek, and then maybe Tommy Jackson might get in there a little bit, just another big body.
Yep.
And continue to run and push.
Good. Well, thanks, Scott. Good luck tonight, and looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jeff.
Yep.
Thank
you. All right, have a good night.
Yeah, take care.
All All right, that was Scott Nelson, first-year head coach here for Amity, and doing a great job with the kids so far, and really appreciate him taking some time with us here at halftime. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll get back and give you some totals here from the first half scoring. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a minute.
Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9306. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 South East 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
All right, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We're at halftime of the girls' varsity game. Score, Coquille 34 and Amity 24. It was 21-6 after the first quarter, and Coquille looked like they might put this game away early, and the Warriors really battled back, winning that second quarter 18-13 to cut this down to a 10-point lead. Warriors were led by just a stellar first half by Keely Graham, who had 11. She was 4 out of 4 from the foul line and had a couple of two-pointers and a three-pointer, and at the defensive end had a couple of steals as well, and just played her normal tenacious defense. And she stayed out of foul trouble, which was good news for the Warriors. What was not good news is that Morgan Croxford and Shayla McClain both picked up three in the first half, and so, you know, they're playing the second half with only two to work with, and they're both prone to picking up some fouls because Morgan, real aggressive defensively, always looking for the steals for the block shot, and Shaylin, you know, she's banging down low, and you're just going to pick up some fouls here and there. So they're going to both have to be real careful in the second half. Morgan was the second leading scorer for the Warriors in the first half with 4 points. Lillian Dumler, three. She hit a top of the key three-pointer that really kind of energized the Warriors there in the second quarter. McLean Williams and Robbie Morrison all with two each. For the Red Devils, boy, balanced scoring for them. They had 9 out of Renard, 7 out of Baird, 6 out of McKenna and Darian Wilson both, and then some buckets from three other players. And so they come at you with a lot of weapons. But the best offensive player for Coquille in the first half was the freshman Baird, the 6-footer, coming off the bench. Showed three-point range with a nice-looking three from the left wing. And then excellent rebounder inside. She's got a lot of length. If you are familiar with the Dayton girls team, the Rojas girl, who's about pushing 6 foot, 5'11", 6 foot right in there, real solidly built. Baird looks like a young Rojas, maybe not quite as good of a post player, a little bit better outside shooter, but excellent rebounder, physical, and it's going to cause some problems for the Warriors inside. And a good-looking player for the future for Coquille, because that's somebody they're going to be able to build around for three more years. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. We're going to come back. We got about a minute before the second half gets started. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Welcome back. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where your Warriors trail the Coquille Red Devils 34-24 in this varsity girls matchup. Getting ready to start the third quarter here in about 20 seconds, and Warriors, the biggest focus, I'm sure, from Reg was we've got to stay out of foul trouble. Shaylin and Morgan have got to stay on the floor, and if they do, I think the Warriors have a chance in this game. If they do not, it's going to be pretty hard when you miss two of your four best players, and probably, quite honestly, your two most impactful players with your point guard and your center. It's going to be Warrior basketball to start the third quarter. Graham inbounds to Croxford, and we get things started. Looks like they're going to work McLean on the right side. Now they go left. Dumler, wide open three. Looks good. It is! Lily Ann Dumler comes out, hits her first shot of the second half, and that makes it a 7-point game just like that. What a huge play. McLean was a decoy on that. Got the defense looking at her, and they swung it quick to Dumler. Pass inside, back out. Wilson with a long two, misses. Graham with inside position, gets the rebound and comes out of there with it. Graham pushes up the right side hard, gets it up to the Warrior head, slows down a little bit. Back out on top to Dumler, another three, looks good, in! is. Lilly and Dumler with back-to-back three-pointers, and we got a four-point game, 34-30. What a hot streak by Dumler. He's hit her last three threes in a row. Wilson, three at the other end, misses. Croxford with position, gets the rebound. Warriors with a chance to cut this lead down to two or even one with a three. Croxford now right side to Graham. Graham looks inside, misses McLean there. Now she gets it to her. The low block. McLean turns, hits the side of the backboard. Got a little deeper than what she wanted to get when she repositioned. The rebound by Renard. Renard pushes it up to Wilson. Wilson is going to pick up a foul on McLean. McLean going to get called for the trip, and that's her fourth. Just like that, Shay Lynn going to have to come out of the game. That's a rough one. She had good position, and then she, as Wilson tried to go around her, McLean slid her weight a little bit to cut her off and picked up the foul. 6:50 now out top to Croxford. Croxford, three-pointer by Dumler, and she buries another one. Lilly Ann Dumler with her third three of the quarter. You can't get much hotter than that. And now she plays great defense, and we've got a jump ball inside Rosenbaum. Dumler came across, had good verticality on that, caused the missed shot. It's a three-point game, 36-33 right now, and it's going to be Coquille Ball in the alternating possession. They're going to inbound it. Darian Wilson to trigger it in, right side of the key on the baseline. Gets it in to, on top now to Renard. Renard right side back to Wilson. Wilson to Edwards. Edwards penetrates left side. Graham knocks it away. Dumler gets the rebound and gets it back to Graham. Graham in a three-point game with a great defensive play. Top of the key now with the ball. Keeley surveying the situation. Goes left side to Croxford. Croxford in the corner. Three-pointer for Dumler. Oh, this one just off. And Andrade being held by Renard. And Renard gets out of there with the ball. She gets it to Wilson. Wilson into Rosenbaum draws the foul there. Can't believe there wasn't a call down there. Talia had good position, and she was just held as Renard went and got the ball. So Rosenbaum picks up her first foul. That's going to be ball out of bounds to Coquille on the baseline. As they get set to inbound down there. They get it in to Renard, back in the corner for Darian Wilson. She penetrates baseline. Bounce pass to Dayu, and she gets an easy basket there. Her first basket of the second half, four in the game for Abby Dayu, and it's a 38-33 Warrior disadvantage right now. Graham to Andrade. Andrade out on top to Dumler. Dumler, they're D'ing her up 25 feet from the basket now after she's hit three threes in this half. There's a bad pass by Andrade, picked off. And Dayu takes it, or Wilson takes it all the way in and scores. Darian Wilson has eight in the game now, her first two of the second half, and they stretch it back to seven. Williams getting set to come in for the Warriors. Graham penetrates in, bounce pass to Kaya. Kaya can't hang on to it. Nice try, but she's a freshman, and she's not quite used to that pace of the game. Wilson with the ball. Goes in the corner to Dayu. Dayu penetrates to the foul line, out to Renard for a three. Buries it. Nice shot by Tori Renard. She has 14 now in the game. Croxford, 10-point game again. Gets to the baseline. Hook pass to Andrade inside. Her shot blocked away. She gets it back, and that one's blocked again. Graham gets the loose ball. Cuts through traffic, and she's knocked to the floor by Darian Wilson and helped up by Renard. Good sportsmanship there by Coquille. Good hard foul. Keeley knows when you take it into traffic in there, there's a good chance you're going to draw some pretty hard contact. Williams in, Andrade out. So it's two freshmen on the floor, a sophomore, a senior, and a junior for the Warriors. The freshman, Rosenbaum, and Williams in the game. Graham, the sophomore, and then Croxford, the junior, Dumler, the senior. Croxford to trigger it in, left side of the key baseline. Looking for Dumler in the corner. It's not there. Gets it out to Williams. She goes to Dumler in the corner. There's a three. Looks good. It is! Another three-pointer. Lilly and Dumler with five threes in the game. 15 points coming the other way. There's a crossover and a nice shot by Layton on Croxford. Croxford with foul trouble couldn't afford to play too aggressive a defense there. Croxford now penetrates the other way. Spins to her left hand, gets fouled, up and in! It's going to count! Croxford with a spin in the bucket. She's got six, and she's going to the foul line in a seven-point game. Great move by Morgan Croxford. She backed down there, spun off of the defender, went to the left hand, up off the glass and in. Sam into the game, going to replace Kaya. Get in there. Sam Brown, a 5'10 5'8 senior. Kaya gave him some minutes in relief there, giving Shea Lynn that time on the bench with those foul trouble. Ooh, missed foul shot by Croxford. And the Warriors trail by 7. And then we've got a timeout taken by Coquille. I think this is going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick break. The score is 45-38 Coquille. And we've got ourselves a good game here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac. 472-1559. Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from the bulletin board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free. Pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 45-38. Coquille with a 7-point lead and the ball. Warriors have cut the 10-point lead, had it down to 4, 38-34. Coquille went on a little run, got it back up to 10, and now the Warriors chipping away at it again. And what a happy birthday for one young lady on the floor, and that's Lillianne Dummler, who's hit 4 threes in the third quarter. She has 15 points in the game, and she's hit 4 out of 5 threes. Graham knocks away a pass. Now they get it to Baird. Baird, the freshman, 17-footer, left baseline, no good. Brown with a rebound, and she fights through a double team and gets it over to Graham. Keeley now walking up the floor. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Warriors in a great effort here against after a 21-6 deficit to start this game at the end of one. Graham with the ball, penetrates right side, kicks it out to Croxford for three. It's good! Morgan Croxford cuts it down to a 4-point game with 3 minutes to go. What a third quarter here by the Warriors. Baird, right angle, 3-point line. Goes top to Layton. Layton for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Baird with the offensive rebound. She misses. Ball loose. Layton gets it back. Blocked by Brown. And then we're going to have a foul inside. And we just had like 7 girls kind of packed in the middle of the lane. And that just ends up being a foul at some point in there when you miss enough shots. Foul's going to be on Dummler, her second. And that's going to put, looks like, Abby Dayu at the line for two. She hits the first one calmly. A lot of experience on this Coquille team, and they're going to be better next year. They've got 3 seniors, but they got some young players that are already good ball players. Second one, no good. Dayu almost had it. Dummler comes out of there with it and finally gets it to Graham. 5-point game, 46-41. Warriors trailing. Graham, top of the key, now to Dummler for three. Left angle, that one's way short. She got fouled. She's going to the line for three. Maybe that's why it was a little short, because she couldn't follow through as Layton ran into her, and Dummler laughing a little bit. So it is Lillianne Dummler's 18th birthday today, and she is celebrating by having the best game of her life. She's got 15 points here with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. She's going to the line to shoot three free throws. First one up and bounces off, no good. See if that settles her down here a little bit. Her first foul shot attempt of the game. See if she can relax a little. I think she was a little jacked up there going to the line to shoot three. She's got 2 left. Second one is perfect. You can always see that in a player when they're all kind of jacked up, little adrenaline going to the foul line. It's hard to relax and shoot that first one, but you get that miss, you get it out of your system. Third one perfect also. No surprise there from Dummler. Good foul shooter. And Dummler with 17 points in the game. And it's a 3-point game, 46-43. Edwards with the ball, goes right side to Baird, fakes the three, drives to the foul line, pulls up lefty, no good. Good box out by Sam Brown. She comes out of there with it and gets it to Keely Graham. Keely across half court, poked away. She stays with it, goes to the corner. Now she goes baseline. Graham out the other side of the lane, finds Croxford, fakes the three, penetrates in, gets underneath, draws contact, no foul, and Baird comes out of there with the ball. Graham with a steal. No, they're going to call a foul. They're going to say Keely came across Edwards' arms to get that steal, but a great effort by Keely Graham. Almost had the steal in the basket. She is one tenacious defender. That's going to be Keely's third foul, so she's going to be a little careful now, too, with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. She's got to stay out of foul trouble. Croxford already has 3. And McLean on the bench with four. Baird left angle, three-point line. Surveys the floor, goes late and top of the key. Now right side, Edwards. Edwards, Graham on her. Goes back to Wilson. Wilson with a dribble, goes late and three-pointer. Looks good. Little long. Brown with another good box out, and Graham comes out of there with the ball. Pushes it up with the left hand on the left side. Now backs it out. Crosses over on Edwards. Gets all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in! Keely Graham doing what she's doing all game long. She's got 13. It's been the Graham and Dumbler show tonight. Penetration by Wilson. Up and under. She misses. Rebound by Dumbler. And she's fouled. Lillianne Dumbler doing the job on both ends of the floor now. 17 points of the game for Dumbler, and that's a huge rebound with a minute 17 to go in a one-point game. Can you believe it, folks? A one-point game after we saw the Warriors down by 15 after one quarter. And now Shayla McLean coming in to give Lillianne Dumbler a much-needed rest. What a third quarter by Lillianne. I don't know why you take her out. That girl's never going to want to come out of a game if she's shooting like that. But I think she's a little winded and needs a little break. But happy birthday, Lillianne. Wow. Now we got a full court press. Get it into Graham. And we've got an inadvertent buzz. We've got to stop doing that because that interferes with the players then think that the clock is stopping and they think the whistle's blowing and it hasn't. Try it again. Graham back to Shaylin. Shaylin now over to Morgan Croxford. Croxford, 1:10 to go in the third. Gets it across. Bounce pass to Graham. Looks at a three. No good. Weak side rebound. Williams almost had it. Comes out of there with Wilson. And then Graham knocks it away and out of bounds. Great hustle by Keely Graham to stop that fast break by cutting in front of Wilson, knocking the ball out of bounds. Got Hatch, Williams, Croxford, McLean, and Graham on the floor. Oh, there's a three on the inbounds. Short by Renard and picked up by Croxford. One-point game under a minute to go. Gets ahead to Graham. Graham takes it in. Now backs it out when there's two red shirts back there. Crosses over Renard. Now backs her down. Now she slows down a little bit. And we're going to have a five-second call. Keely lost focus there. Closely guarded for 5 seconds. That was just a mental mistake by Keely. She was getting ready to pass the ball away, looking for somebody to throw it to, but she dribbled in a closely guarded situation for 5 seconds, so that's a turnover. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. 46-45, Coquille. Tell you what, if the Warriors take the lead this game, this place is going to erupt. Top of the key now. Edwards right side, looking for the cutter to go through. Doesn't get it to Renard. Good defense by Hatch. Now a three-pointer left side by McKenna Wilson. No good. Rebound by McLean. McLean to Graham. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Graham, her pass knocked down. She hustles after it. Ball goes out of bounds off of Edwards. Good defense there by number five. Warriors basketball, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. We've got McLean posting low against Baird. Now she pops out. There's a back door pass to Graham up, and she missed it. Oh, she had a reverse lay-in, and Keely just left it a little short. She might be a little tired. I don't know. Pass ahead to Baird. Baird works baseline, pulls up, buries the little lefty on an eight-footer on top of McLean. McLean trying to make sure she doesn't pick up a foul. And we've got 3 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and for some reason our clock is not doing 10th, so I don't know if it's 3 point something or what. Long pass, picked up by Williams, goes to the basket, up and in! And the Warriors go into the fourth quarter, down by one. What a pass from Morgan Croxford to Maylin Williams, who buries the lay-in at the buzzer, and we have a 48-47 game as we head to the fourth quarter. You're listening to exciting Amity Warrior basketball on KOYC. We'll be right back.
The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity High School, where your Warriors are trailing by 1 point going into the fourth quarter to Coquille. And this is a good Coquille team. And what we're seeing right now is the way the Warriors have played in the second and third quarter, outscoring Coquille by a score of 41-27 since the end of the first quarter. This kind of Warrior basketball is going to be tough to beat. McLean, mid-post, turns around, buries it, and the Warriors have the lead for the first time tonight. Shayla McLean with her fourth point of the game, and the Warriors lead 49-48 here early in the fourth quarter. Renard, top, dribbles into McLean, loses the ball. Going to call a blocking foul on whom I have absolutely no idea, because McLean never moved. McLean stood there, held her position, and I'm not sure who they're going to call this on. They're going to call it on McLean. What an absolutely terrible call. McLean stood there. The girl fell into her, lost her balance, fell into her. Absolutely terrible call. Shaylin, I think, on the verge of tears, and that is a terrible call. Poor Shaylin did exactly what you teach her to do, and the official makes a bad call and puts her on the bench. I'll tell you what, Shaylin could not have played that any better. You couldn't do it more textbook than that. Inbound to Renard, out on top now. She penetrates on Hatch, kicks it out left side to Wilson, back to Edwards, goes deep to Baird. Baird switches the left hand, rattles it, misses. Dumbler with the rebound. Dumbler now with a pass out to Croxford. Dangerous pass there. Croxford comes down with it. Warriors up one, 49-48. Early in the fourth quarter, Croxford picks it up to Williams. Williams now to Dumbler. Back to Williams. Williams to Croxford. Looks at the three, right angle. No good. Hatch. Hatch down. Tries to go in the corner to Williams. Knocked out of bounds by Renard. 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a one-point lead. Things have gotten a little tense here in the last minute or so, ever since McLean fouled out. Teams have been playing a little tight. Croxford to Dumbler. Dumbler down in the corner to Williams. Williams with a 12-footer, a little strong. Hatch battling for it, can't get it. Knocked out of bounds by McKenna Wilson because Hatch boxed her out. Wilson couldn't get to the ball cleanly. Williams going to come out now, and Keely Graham back into the game after a short rest. Also back into the game, Dayu for Coquille replaces McKenna Wilson. Croxford inbounds out on top. Now she goes back to the corner, fakes the three, back to Graham. Angle three, that one's strong. Hatch with the rebound, puts it up. She misses. Ball loose. Plummer comes out of there. Graham gets it, goes right at Baird. Baird blocks it out of bounds. Tell you what, going at Baird is a tough call for any guard. Baird, a six-footer with long arms and very athletic. Not sure why they don't have her starting, but she's playing. Going to play the critical minutes at the post for them, I'm sure of that. Pass out on top, intended for Dumbler, picked off by Renard. Renard, middle of the floor, throws long to Edwards. Edwards kicks it back to Darian Wilson. She misses. Croxford battling inside. She knocks it out of bounds. She was trying to get around Baird. Baird with a good box out on her. Croxford able with those good hands to knock it out of bounds. 6:04 to go fourth quarter. Warriors up one still, 49-48. Darian Wilson gets it baseline, stolen by Dumbler. Dumbler to Graham. Croxford was covered tightly. Graham weaves through traffic, gets in the middle of the floor now and slows it down. Goes right side to Croxford. She heads baseline. Reverse lay-in, no good. Got the bottom of the backboard on that one. She got in a little too deep, and that was Baird changing the shot again. Baird's tough. Croxford trips, goes to the floor. Graham with a block shot, and she's going to pick up the foul. And she checks to make sure that, I think that's Renard she knocked to the floor. Make sure Renard's okay. Keeley's a competitor, but she's a good sport, I'll tell you that. She is as competitive as you can get on that floor, but never dirty. Going to be a couple of subs here after the first shot. That's going to be Graham's third foul or fourth foul. Let me see here. I don't know if that's three or four on Keeley. I think that might be. Not sure. Checking to see here. It didn't flash up on the board, but I think that's four fouls on her. So Warriors in some serious foul trouble in this game. McLean's already out. Croxford has three, I think. And Graham now has four. And that's going to, Renard misses the first one. We've got subs coming in and out of the game here. I'm trying to keep track of them. Williams back into the game, and she's going to replace Graham. Tell you, the Warriors are, this is an interesting lineup. You got Dumbler and Croxford, and then you got a lot of inexperience out there with Plummer, Hatch, and Williams. Second one by Renard, short. She gets her own rebound. Nobody boxed her out there. She gets it to number 20, puts up a three, rims it. No good. Croxford with the rebound. In traffic. Nice job. That was Coffin with the miss. ahead to Plummer. Plummer right side, gets around one girl, draws the foul. Plummer going to go to the line for two. Nice pass ahead by Croxford. Found Plummer on the right wing. And Alyssa, real aggressive, going to the basket baseline. Drew contact as she put the shot up. Kaufman picks up the foul. That's her first. That's the fifth team foul on Coquille. Warriors have 16 fouls. So Coquille will be shooting foul shots the rest of the way. Plummer with a foul shot. Looks good. Is. Warriors lead up to two now. A nice job by Alyssa to step up there and knock that down. She's got a second one coming. This one a little bit long, rattles around and goes in. Nice job by Alyssa to make a pair. 3-point lead, 51-48 Warriors. 5.5 minutes to go here in the game. Renard now working on Plummer. Plummer playing some good defense. Reggie told me she'd been working a lot harder in practice and really looking good. And now she's playing some critical minutes here for the Warriors. Defending Renard. Renard goes left. Can't get it. Good defense there by Plummer. Plummer and Renard battling. Out of bounds off Renard. Good defense by Plummer. Fighting for that loose ball. 5:10 to go. Coquille back in the press, and the Warriors are without Keely Graham on the floor. Just have Croxford as a guard, really. Williams gets it. She works on a little pressure, throws it ahead to Croxford. Dangerous pass. Morgan gets it. She takes it all the way in. Lays it up. Little strong. Plummer battling. Can't get the rebound. What a great move by Morgan Croxford. Took advantage of that transition defense. Pass over to Layton. Layton hits a three. Haley Layton hits a three-pointer. And she has 7 points in the game, and we've got a tie game of 4:45. Croxford dribbles through traffic, gets it over to Dumbler. Dumbler for three, looks good. Little short, it was right on line, just not quite enough legs. 4:35 to go now. Layton penetrates on Dumbler. Dumbler cuts her off, picks up her dribble, back out on top to Renard. She beats Plummer to the right hand. Plummer fouls her. That was a good foul by Plummer. She went for the head fake as she tried to come out and cover Renard at the top of the key, a three-point line. Went for the head fake. Renard, a veteran savvy move there, took her to the right hand as got Plummer out of position and was able to draw the foul. She went to the hoop. 51-51. Win or lose this game, the Warriors have proved they can play with this Coquille team. And they've done it in the midst of a lot of foul trouble. Three of their four best players have been in foul trouble throughout this game, and they have no Shayla McClain. She is out. Renard makes the first. I'm not sure how many Renard has now, but she's getting up there in point total. Bangs the second one and misses it. So she's hit two of her last four. Croxford with the ball, working against a double team. Spins around, draws a blocking foul, and that's going to be the sixth team foul. That one's going to be on Abby Dayu. Not sure how many that is. We'll see what they give her here. Blocking foul on her. So the next foul will put the Warriors at the line. Both teams will be in the penalty going forward. 4:21 in the fourth. Warriors trail by one. Dumbler finally gets it into Plummer. Plummer travels. They cut her off. She was right at half court. Picked up her dribble and drug that pivot foot. This is how you get that experience, though. You get into those games, you play in these tough pressure situations, and then you learn what you need to get better at. Quite honestly, if you don't play in tough games against good opponents, you never figure out how to get better. Kaufman dribbles to the foul line, takes a right-hand jumper there, bangs it around, and it drops in. Josie Kaufman with her second bucket of the game. They have a three-point lead again. Pass ahead to Plummer. Plummer goes baseline, bounce pass to Hatch. Hatch lays it up and in. What a pass by Plummer to find Hatch. Hatch with her first two of the game, and it's a 54-53. The young girls are stepping up and playing big in all this foul trouble. Keely Graham still on the bench with four. I can't imagine she's going to be there much longer. In fact, I see her at the scorer's table now waiting to come in. Any minutes they can get with her on the bench. Hatch cuts off Wilson. Wilson to Kaufman. Kaufman, top of the key, flips it out to Renard. Comes, sets a screen for her. Renard works off of that with the left hand. Picks up a dribble. Plummer with good defense. Gets it back to Kaufman at the Warrior head. Now to Layton. Layton takes a dribble, picks it up, passes it to Renard. Renard working on Plummer. Good defense by the Warriors here on the perimeter. Now Dayu with the ball. Croxford on her. Kicks it left side to Wilson. Wilson out on top. Deep three by Layton. Air ball and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. And here comes Keely Graham back into the game. And she's going to replace Alyssa Plummer. And what a great job by Alyssa Plummer. Really coming off the bench and playing big minutes for the Warriors with all the foul troubles they've had. What a great pass last time down the floor to find Hannah Hatch for the bucket. Young girls playing well, and that's what you need sometimes. Plummer, a 5'3 sophomore, playing big minutes here for the Warriors. Croxford gets it into Graham. Graham back to Croxford. Layton on her, throws it back ahead to Graham when they try to double. Graham now to the foul line, penetrates in, stops, pops, misses. Had it, knocks it away. Edwards comes up with it. Graham had it at point blank right there. She's not going to miss that very often. She fooled the defense completely to get herself an open shot. Now Renard penetrates in, into Dumbler, misses. Good defense by Dumbler, though it wasn't any better than McLean had. There's a pass ahead to Hatch. She tries to save it, can't. Graham led her too far to the sideline. The good effort by Hatch to try to get to that ball. But Graham just threw the baseball pass, and I think it tailed off her fingers a little bit and headed towards the sideline. Warriors on defense now. Graham on Edwards. Edwards hands it to Layton. Williams on her. Layton takes a two, deep two, misses everything off the backboard. Graham with the rebound. Warriors down one with 2:20 to go in this game. Graham at the Warrior head. Crosses over. Edwards gets to the foul line. Makes a bounce pass to Williams. Williams fakes the deep two. Now to Hatch in the corner. Back out to Graham. Boy, I think Coquille's tired on the defensive end. They've had some of these girls playing a lot of perimeter defense all game here. Now Croxford on the left wing. 24 feet, backs it down, gets to the foul line, all the way to the rim, up and in! Morgan Croxford fearlessly goes at Baird, scores, and Morgan's down. I don't know if she twisted an ankle or a knee, but she is down and in pain. The leg is locked. It might be a cramp. I'm hoping it's a cramp. And it looks like they're rubbing out her calf, so that's a good sign. That is, you never know when somebody's down and grabbing their leg, you're worried that it's an ankle or it's a knee, but I think it's she just got locked up. And we look down there and she's laughing now, but you know, you feel like a wimp afterwards because there's nothing really wrong with you, but man, that pain will take you to the floor. Croxford limps to the sideline. We've got a timeout right now, that injury timeout, but not an official one. And so Croxford goes to the bench. They'll try to stretch her out. That's tough. It's a 55-54 game right now. Croxford with 7 points here in the second half, 11 in the game. And without her in the game, the onus is on Keely Graham to do the real ball handling. Plummer comes back in. And now we're going to have a timeout taken. So let me see if we've got a 30 or a 60 here, what we're going to do. It's going to be a full. So we're going to take a quick break. 55-54 Warriors, 1:56 to go in the game. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a second.
Fastenal McMinnville is your one-stop shop for all fasteners. If it's a rivet or a bolt, doesn't matter. They have it or can get it. You can also ship large items to another Fastenal store anywhere in the country for about $150. Fastenal McMinnville, 435-1101. Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery. Old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mack, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball, and what a game we've got tonight. This game started out Coquille leading the Warriors 21-6 after one quarter. Warriors cut it to 10 at halftime and then had a one-point lead after three and have a one-point lead right now with 1:56 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-54 Warriors. Both teams are in the bonus. Be shooting 1-on-1 on anything except an offensive foul. Warriors playing about as shorthanded as they can tonight. McLean fouled out. McLean might have played 7 minutes, 8 minutes in this game. I don't know. She wasn't on the floor very much. She was in foul trouble early, fouled out early in the fourth quarter on a really poor call. And Keely Graham playing with four. Croxford just cramped up and had to go out of the game. Reg called the timeout, gave her a little extra time, but she's still on the bench. Plummer in for her. Renard working on Plummer, goes right side to Baird. Got away with a travel there, right in front of the official. No call. Wilson underneath draws the foul on Hatch. Drug the pivot foot. I don't think there was any question about that. Terrible no call right in front of the official, too. And he let her get away with that travel. But can't worry about that. Minute 40 to go. Darian Wilson going to the line to shoot two in a one-point game. Wilson, 4-for-4 from the line so far tonight. See if that can jinx her. It does. She comes up short on her first one. Baird out, which surprises me because, quite honestly, Baird is the toughest player for the Warriors to match up with right now, and she's their rim protector. Plummer out, Croxford back in. That's a good sign. Hopefully she can avoid that cramping the rest of the way. Wilson with a second one. Their guards have had to do a lot of work tonight to deal with Croxford and Graham. Second one rims it in. So it's a tie game. Doesn't get any better than this. A minute 38 to go. There's a long pass to Hatch. Hatch takes it in. Blocked out of bounds. Attempt by Renard. She misses, and Graham gets the rebound. Double team. She's got to look up the floor. She beats three girls. Gets across half court. Now hooks it over to Dummler. Dummler out on top to Croxford. Tie game. Minute to go. Croxford, top of the key now. Over to Graham on the Warrior head. Graham fakes left, comes back right, ball knocked away, gets it back to Croxford. Croxford, top of the key, penetrates with the left hand, takes a little runner, no good, and she's cramping up again. And she got to hurry up and get back on defense. They need a foul here. Dummler can't block the shot. Renard misses, ball's loose. Renard gets it back, and Croxford down on the floor with that left calf all cramped up, and the Coquille coach just did one of the most sportsmanlike things I've ever seen a coach do. We have a tie game with 36 seconds to go. Croxford back at her own foul line on the floor in pain. Coquille had the ball, could have set up their offense, and their coach takes a timeout, I think, to give the Warriors a chance to get Morgan off the floor. And that was one of the most unspoken type of sportsmanlike things you'll ever see a coach do. He could have forced the action. They had 5-on-4. He could have called some sort of play and had the Warriors completely out of position. Instead, he calls a timeout, doesn't act, no big deal, takes a timeout to get his team set up here. He wants to win this game fair and square, not because there was a girl on the floor that couldn't play defense. 36 seconds to go. We're going to stay right here as this is a full timeout. Warriors being led tonight by Dummler's 17. She's been quiet in the fourth quarter. Had four threes in the three quarters. In the third quarter, she was 4 out of 5 from three-point range. Croxford has 11 in the game. Graham has 13. McLean has 4, Hatch 2, and Morrison 2. Malin Williams has 4. That's the scoring for the Warriors. And what an exciting game this has been. Win or lose, the Warriors have had to deal with more than their share of adversity. Now Croxford back out with that cramp. Just not able to go right now. She's cramped up twice. And Graham's... They were getting ready to inbound, and Reg says, I'm going to take another timeout. And he wants just a 30-second timeout here. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to exciting Amity Warrior basketball action, where the Warriors are the wounded and foul prone, and they are limping towards the finish line here. Croxford going to check back in for... She was at the scorer's table. The official didn't notice. He's not going to let her check in. I think it's because it's back-to-back timeout. She can't do it. So Croxford will have to wait until the next dead ball. Hatch on the ball. They get it in. There's a baseline handoff. Dummler cuts her off. They get it over to Baird. Baird hits a little 8-footer on the baseline. That girl is going to be special. She has 11 points of the game. Warriors down 2, 30 seconds to go. Dummler with the ball. Brings it across half court. They're covering Graham tight. Gets it to Malin Williams. Malin starts to drive. Spins back to her left hand. Gets all the way to the basket. She misses. Gets it back. Puts it up and in! Malin Williams scores the game tire with 12 seconds to go. And Red takes a timeout. A freshman battling in the lane. All 5'4" of her. Malin Williams doing a fantastic job of following her own miss. Stuck with it in traffic. Laid it up and in. In the middle of three bigs in there, gets the ball off the backboard, rolls it off the rim and in, and the Warriors have a tie game with 12 seconds to go. Oh, my goodness, I don't know if my emotions are going to hold up through this game, Dave. Dave Dummler sitting here next to me. He's been listening to me. I'll tell you what, this one's been a roller coaster. Of course, there wasn't a lot of emotion when they were down 21-6 after one quarter, but now here, this game has been nip and tuck. Since the beginning of the fourth quarter, no team having more than a three-point lead. Now the Warriors sitting at a 57-57 tie with one of the best 3A girls basketball teams in the state. And they've done it without a full complement of players tonight. McLean has fouled out in limited minutes. Croxford's been hurt and in foul trouble in the first half. Graham has foul trouble. They're playing with young players. And those players are getting a baptism by fire here. Graham going to take Edwards full court. She gives the ball up to Darian Wilson. Darian with Hatch on her. Good job by Hannah. Cuts her off. She comes back into Dumbler. Up and under. No good. Graham with the rebound. And we're going to overtime. We are going for extra period here. We're going to get some free basketball tonight. 57-57 as we head to overtime. What a game this has been. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a minute with overtime. Warriors versus the Red Devils of Coquille. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you, my car's like new.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Reg McShane earning his coaching dollars tonight. Incredible adjustments he's had to make tonight. I'm going to try to get him at halftime of the boys' game, win or lose this game. What a basketball game this has been. We got a packed house here tonight. Warrior fans turning out in force. Might have some stormy weather later tonight, but right now we've got some great action on the basketball floor. Warriors set up in a very defensive tap here for the beginning of the four-minute overtime period. It's going to be Dumbler jumping with Baird. McLean, of course, fouled out in very limited minutes tonight. She's had to be a cheerleader most of the game on the bench. Croxford dealing with cramping issues, but she's in the game. Dumbler going to jump with Baird. Baird tips it back easily to Wilson and Dayu, excuse me, and she gets it to Bernard. Bernard over to Dayu. Dayu looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Good defense by the Warriors. Now she finds Wilson popping out. Wilson goes left side to Bernard. Bernard with Croxford on her out top. Now they swing it right side to Wilson. Wilson looks for the cutter off the cutter's hands and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Warriors playing good half-court man defense. They've been in man the whole game. And Coquille's been pressing most of the game with very little to show for it. And I think it's worn their players out. Croxford drives all the way down into the basket. And that one's blocked and taken right off of her hand by Dayu. What a block by her. Really stole it. And now at the other end, Dumbler steals it. She loses it, but she didn't travel because she let go of the ball. And Croxford picks it up. What a great steal by Lillianne Dumbler. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams looks at a three. Right angle back to back to Croxford on the top extended. Now she swings left side to Graham. Graham starts to penetrate, backs it out, hands it to Croxford. Croxford takes a deep three, banks it in! Morgan Croxford banks in the three-pointer, and the Warriors go up 60-57. Renard, left side, pulls up, checks her dribble, back to Edwards. Top of the key, right side to Wilson. Wilson penetrates on Hatch. Hatch fouls her on the floor. It's going to be 1-1. Good job by Hatch to cut her off and not give her the basket there. That's four on Hannah Hatch. Hatch never played this many minutes in a varsity game before. She is getting some experience. Her internship is going well tonight. 2:53 to go in overtime. Wilson to the line to shoot 1-1. First one's good. Darian Wilson now 6 out of 7 from the line tonight. She has 10 points. Baird out, and McKenna Wilson in. Darian Wilson, the senior guard, and McKenna Wilson, a junior. Darian Wilson with one more, puts it up, and rattles the cage. No good. Rebound by Graham, and she's knocked to the floor, loses it out of bounds. I think she just lost her balance in there. No foul called. Just one of those things. Got the rebound in traffic, lost her balance, and lost the ball. Baird in, McKenna Wilson back out. Baird in for defense, which kind of surprises me. I'd want her in there the whole time. She's, I think, their best offensive threat anywhere inside of about 12 feet. Renard to Diao, back to Renard. They're trying to go inside to Baird. Oh, they have her on the offensive end. I take that back. They're taking her out for defensive purposes. That's my bad. I got confused there. And Baird makes the lefty and ties it up. Sorry, I was thinking they were bringing Baird back in for defense. I forgot they had the ball. Graham loses it. Croxford over to Williams. Williams misses the deep one. Graham's still on the floor. She needs to get up. She twisted her ankle. And we've got a travel by Edwards at the other end. Good defense by Croxford. Graham needs to walk this off. I think she can. Oh, let her walk it off, Reg. He's going to sub. She's saying, don't bring me in. But she's going to... Graham doesn't want to come out. I think she can walk this off. I think she's just got a little stinger, and she'll get it walked off here. 2:19 to go, 60-60. So they have Baird out for defensive purposes. Williams, her pass is kicked, and it'll be Warrior basketball. 2:16 to go, tie game. Graham trying to walk off that sprain at the end of the bench. There's the lob into Croxford. Croxford pushes up the left side. Now back to the middle with the right hand. Into traffic. Gets it knocked away. Tried to do too much there. Got to trust her teammates a little bit more on that one. 2:07 to go now. Tied up still. There's Wilson. Driving in with the right hand. Puts it up and in. McKenna Wilson with her first basket of the second half. The Warriors now down by 2 points as we come up under the two-minute mark. Croxford needs to get the ball across here. Finally breaks the press a little bit and gets it across in about 9 seconds. It loses the ball. I think Morgan's just tired. Trying to do too much. She needs Keeley in there with her. Reggie's got to get Keeley back in for no other reason than to have another ball handler. Darian Wilson, left wing. They're going to run some clock now. Edwards with the ball. Right side, Renard by the Warrior. Wilson to get the basket. Warriors now down by 4. To get it to Malin Williams. Bounce pass Plummer. Plummer baseline. Her shot knocked out of bounds. Got to get that shot off quicker. Now Graham will come back in. 53 seconds to go. The Warriors are the wounded Warriors tonight. They are limping and hobbled. Foul trouble all over the place. Playing a veteran team. They've had to expend a lot of energy to get back into this game. And they're not clicking on all cylinders right now. Dummler into Croxford. Croxford swings it to Graham. That pass tipped. Graham goes baseline, pulls it back out. Back to Croxford. Croxford looks at the three. Back to Graham. Somebody needs to shoot. It's the pass. She goes baseline, gets knocked away. Trapped down there. Picks it back up in the corner. And then she throws it out of bounds off of Dayu. Warriors ball, 37 seconds. Reg calls out the play from the bench here. They're going to box. They're going to have a kind of a triangle with a kick into the corner. They're telling Red Raiders coach telling him to get out there, or the Red Devils coach telling him to get out there on Dummler. There's a bounce pass inside, and Williams puts it up and in. That was a tough angle for Maylin Williams, and Red takes a timeout with a two-point game. 33 seconds to go. Baird will trek back in. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break, too. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a second.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 33 seconds to go in the overtime. Warriors down 2. Coquille with the ball in a 64-62 lead. And this is one tired Warriors team. But I'll tell you what, win or lose this game, the experience for this Amity team is going to be phenomenal. They've shown they can come back against a veteran, athletic, talented basketball team. And they can do it without being at full strength with their personnel. There's a long pass to Renard. She backs it up. They want to run clock here. The Warriors are going to need to foul. 30 seconds. And I don't know who you want to foul, but you don't want to foul Wilson. And Croxford does foul Darian Wilson to put her on the line. Wilson's only missed once tonight. Or no, she did miss twice. I take that back. She is 6 out of 8 from the foul line. That's Croxford's 4th foul. She played a long time with 3 fouls in this game. Did a good job of staying out of foul trouble in the second half. So Darian Wilson to the line, 5'5 senior. First one up and bounces around and rolls in. Big shot for the Red Devils. McKenna Wilson back in for defensive purposes. Baird to the bench. Darian going to have one more. 25 seconds to go in overtime. She buries the second one. That one was clean. That's that state championship experience down there. They were a good team at the state tournament last year. Keely Graham with the ball. 20 seconds. They're going to have to do something pretty quick here. Graham penetrates to the corner. Goods cut off on the baseline. Throws it back out to Croxford. Croxford to Dumbler. Without Morgan Croxford for a while because of cramping in her leg. Keely Graham was on the bench with four fouls for quite a while. Missed about 4 or 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. And then went out with a sprained ankle. Missed a couple of key possessions. But these are a couple teams you could see running into each other again later this year when it really matters. All right, we're going to take a break. Before I take a break, let me give you some totals here for the Warriors. Croxford with 10 points in the second half and overtime, 14 in the game total. Dumbler with 17 in the game, 15 in the third quarter, 12 in the third quarter of that with four three-pointers in the third. Keely Graham with 13 points, 11 in the first half. McLean with 4 in her limited action. Maylin Williams, the freshman, coming up big with 8 points. A couple of huge baskets. Hannah Hatch with 2 and Robbie Morrison with 2 in the losing effort. Oh, and Alyssa Plummer had a couple of points, made 2 free throws there. Good balance scoring out of the Warriors tonight. They just simply couldn't keep all 5 of their best players on the floor for any length of time because of injuries and foul trouble. So with that, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. We've got about 15 minutes or so until tip-off for the boys' varsity game. Should be another exciting one. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Final score in that one was Coquiel 66 and Amity 62. So the Warriors dropped to 1-2 on the season. The Red Devils moved to 3-0. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes.